Viter in Shas. We're in Bavakamet of Kuf Gimel. Picking up on the third line down, second word, Amar Mara. Continuing on with your discussion. Yesterday, Habayi understood the idea of the Braisa. Let's take it and move it. Amar Mar. Halokech Sada B'Shem Chavero. If someone buys a field in the name of his friend, like we discussed before, is he buys the field in the name of the Reish Galusa. And what happens? Ain Kofin Samochilim Korzim Nachriti. We don't force the seller to sell it to him a second time. I had to write a second one in his own name. Pshita says, obviously we wouldn't do such a thing. Why would you tell us that? We would have thought that maybe he would say to him, he meaning the buyer, could say to him, the seller, you know that I was doing this for myself. And the only reason why I said the name of the Reish Galusa was to save myself. Rashi says that is klomar latzolin is kavant. I just did it to make sure that this is going to work out. V'zuze b'chdi lo shadina. I wouldn't just throw away money over here and for no purpose whatsoever and to lose out, you know, buy this field without the right shtaros. Ela daita de kosav le shtar achriti. It was done so you should write me another one after my name. Kamashwell, and for it comes to tell you, nope. The seller does not have to write a second one. The Amarle in Yana of Dilach Bahadea the Hahu de Zavanta Le Bishme, he could say back that, you know, listen, I thought you did this like with some sort of deal with the one whose name you bought it for. Vichtov Lach Shtar Achini. And he's gonna write you another shtar, and I don't have to write you nothing. I never had any mind I'm gonna buy you anything. I'm gonna write you anything. Now, Frakti Gamar. We know that the Bryce had mentioned yesterday, the second part, that if the buyer says to the seller while he's selling it, while he's getting it, saying, I'm buying it, I'll tonight in condition, you're going to sell it to me again, right? They grant me another one, then what in my name? Then we would force the seller to sell it to him again and write him another one. Says, Gor Pshita, obviously, since he said that that was the case, obviously that would be the case. Why do you have to tell us that? Lo tzricha, no, you need it. In a situation where the buyer didn't say to the seller, but the amar lahu l'sade kamedidei, where the buyer said to the edim in front of the seller, chazu d'shtar achrina kabarina, make sure you know that I want another one also. You may have thought that the seller could say, amina shtar mehaich d'koshakalt b'shmei kamart. I thought you were saying to the edim or that you want a second shtar from this one, from the Reish Galusa, not from me, right? In whose name you're buying the field, Kamash Malan, Da'amarle, Lehachi Tarchi Va'amil Hule Edim Kamach. You can say back to him, no, that's why I said in front of you, the Minachu de Kabayinach, that it's from you that I want the second one and not from the Reish Galusa. Rav Kahana, story time, says like this, Rav Kahana Yov Zuza Akitna, Rav Kahana gave money for Kitna. Kitna is flax. And then he left the stuff over there by the one that he brought it from. Lesof Yaker Kitna, eventually the flax went up in value. And Zabne Mervase de Kitna. And the original owner of the flax sold it again at a higher price. And he was going to give the money to Rav Kahana. Asla came to Rav. And Rav Kahana came from Rav. Amar Lei, Ma'evid, what should I do? Ezo Ishkel Zuzai, should I go and take my money? He's nervous that maybe this is going to look like ribbis. If I go and I take this, when he did this deal for me, stayed by him, looked like I lent it to him, and I'm getting something from that, that's called ribbis. So Amalei says back to him, if when they sold it, they said, oh, by the way, you're buying Kahana stuff, Zilshko, go and take it, no problem. But if not, if they didn't tell him that, then don't take that extra money. Because, yeah, this is going to look like it's interest. Rashi says, Mishum Ribbis. Frankly, Gamar, Ribbis. Keman, who does it go like? Kibbele my Rav Adamri. It's like it goes according to my name. Rav Adamri, mi hodio labal chita and shiak nechita labal mos. Who let the owner of the wheat, who made it be known to the owner of the wheat to give the wheat to the owner of the money? Like that was the discussion we had yesterday. The Gemara says, now, but hold on one second. Man of Shachi should be getting all this money there. Atumi Yoiv Rav Kahana above Shakyo Tamni. Did Rav Kahana give the original guy 4 zuz and take back 8 for and that you're gonna look at now like it's ribbis? Kitna Mamelu Diakar. The kitna, the flax went up in value by itself. Migzal Gazlua, and therefore, if it was owned by Rav Kahana, then it's like the guy stole it when he sold it without his permission. Tonight we looked at a Mishnah earlier that call Hagazlan and Mishalam Kishasa Gazela, they pay at the time of the Gazela, and that was the value, whatever it was, he's you get the money back. It's not considered like it's ribbis. So why should it matter? Should there be no distinction whether he said Kahanas thing, not Kahanas thing? The bottom line is he should be getting the full amount and be able to take it. So how do we understand this? Amri, they said, Hasam Amana Havai, there was set up as Amana. Amana, like from Lashon of, or Uma, like Ne'amana, so that you trust them. It's given as a trust. Rashi says, Shanaslam Ma'os Ba'amana, Voyolahem Pishtan Kishakiblu Damim, Hisnu Imo Kishar Hazol, Litin Lokola Shana Bishar Zeh. The Tanan Yotza Shar Poskin Afog P, She'en Lazeh, Yesh Lazeh. He's giving as a trust. He's giving the seller money for future flocks that didn't come yet. And Rav never did any meshicha and any sort of on any of the flocks yet. And Rav, who asers Rav Kahana to take the extra stuff from the sale, unless he told the buyer that it was you know, started from Rav Kahana, he went according to his own logic. The Amar Rav says, Osen amana b'peiros, you can make a trust for future peiros. One can give an advance payment for stuff that he doesn't yet have, as long as, you know, in order to be able to work out them deals together. The enos and amana b'damim, but you can't make this trust for repayment of future cash value of that produce. So they got a sweet deal going on between the two of them. Rav Kahana is giving him the money to take care of, to watch over that money. So therefore, Rav Kahana gains because he has a fixed price that he's going to get flax whenever that comes about. And the one that he gave the money to also ends up gaining because of the fact that he has money to be able to work with in the meantime. You know, he's got good cash advance, a.k.a. all of Lakewood. Zuck, the next Halakha Mishnah. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to falsely give some sort of testimony that's not true. And if you do that, if I steal from you, and then I make a swear that I didn't steal from you, then when I finally come to terms with the fact that I did, now I have to pay you, add a chomesh, a fifth, and bring a karbon. So now says the Halakha Mishnah. Hagozas chaver shavaputa, if I go and I sell, steal from my friend, the shavaputa worth, because less than a shavaputa, then the stuff would not apply. Yeah, like we said, it's got to be at least a shavaputa or it's not anything. So it goes as chaver shavaputa, I go and I steal from you shavaputa v'nishmala and I swear, but I'm lying, that I didn't do anything. But then I'm like, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please give me what I did. I shouldn't lie to you. Yolichenu acharev l'madai. I have to be and go after you, even all the way to madai. Rashi says, there's no kapara until I give it back to you yourself. As it says, l'asher hu lo. V'gab v'nishmala l'sheker, if it's written by someone who lies falsely. Who swear, lies falsely. Swears falsely. Every lie is false, right? Got to give it straight to you. Lo yitin lo levno v'lo shluch. I can't give it to your son or to your shliach. Avonosin l'shlech bezim, but I can't give it to shlech bezim. Rashi says, I can't give it to the son of the one I stole from to go and bring it to him, because if something happens, I'm going to be chayv to go and return to him, because it's lo have hashava ad damatilidei until it gets straight to your hands. But shlech bezim, yes. Takantahu, the avir rabbanah did it, v'nei takanas hashav and sashak to return it. Shlon is chayv lazel hotzi mana lo tzios hotzas derech. It costs a fortune to go and find you and have to pay to get there. And I'm not going to do in the end, so therefore I can give it to bezim, shlech bezim. V'im meisach, so the yarshav, let's say the person I stole from dies, I return it to the person's Yarshim. Rashi says, Nigzal Yachzel Gazlan the Yarshim of the Nigzal. That is, again, if Mace Nigzal Yachzel Gazlan the Yarshim of the Nigzal. Next, let's say Nostan Lois Akaran, I gave you the principal that I had to pay you back. I stole $100, if I give you back $100. Velonos Azachonsh, I don't give you the fifth, the one fifth. Machalo ala Karen Velomachalacham, which let's say you, the one I stole from, are Mocha the Karen, but you're not Mocha the Chomish, or Machalo lo. Alzev ve'alzer on both of them. Chutz mipochus mishavaputa b'karen, except for leaving over a shavaputa in a karen. Enu tzarech le'charav, then I don't have to go start chasing after you to go give it to you. Nosalos ha'chomash alonos alonos ha'karen. Let's say I paid you the fifth, but I didn't pay the karen, the amount that I stole. Mochel ha'chomash alonos ha'chomash karen. Let's say you're mochel ha'chomash but not the karen. Mochel alzev ve'alzer chutz mishavaputa b'karen. Tzarech le'charav, then I have to go chase you from wherever you are to go into to get my kapara for this. Because again, this is the Karen as opposed to the idea talking about the Chomesh. Next, Natsalos HaKaren Mishpala the Chomesh. Let's say, I swore that I didn't steal from you. And then it turns out I did. Okay, fine. Now I give you the Karen. I pay you back the amount that I stole. And then I swear that I paid you the fifth, but you say, you never paid it for me. And then it turns out that I admit to it. Afterwards, beep, turn the page. Kuf Gimel Beis. Hareis HaMashan Chomesh HaChomesh. There's a page fifth on the fifth, and you keep going down until, as Rashi says, Chomesho shel Chomesh, the Chomesh Rishon Nas a Karen. The first Chomesh becomes a Karen. I have to be fifth on that fifth. And I keep doing that, assuming I continue that process of denying that I would say I paid, and then I admit that I didn't, denying that I paid. I'm saying that I paid, swearing that I paid, then admitting that I didn't, then swearing that I paid, then admitting that I didn't, until I get down to a session of puta, you don't pay anymore. All of these ideas apply to a pikadon as well. Shenemar's pasuk says, and that is if I go and I lie about a deposit or loan or a robbery or I defraud you or I found a lost item and deny it and I swore falsely. These are the things I pay and they apply to all of these circumstances. Now, if I stole from you, then I swore that I didn't, and then it turns out that I lied and I really did, I have to travel even to Madeh to go and pay you back. Says Gemara, Nishba lo in. If I swore to you, then yeah, I got to go chasing after you. Lo Nishba lo, but if not, then not. Rashi says, Lo bayi lo holi chachar v'adamati liyodeh. I don't have to go and get you there. Ma mani. Who's the author of the Mishnah that says that? Lo Rebbe Tarfon v'lo Rebbe Akiva. It's neither of them. The Tanan, switch a rule here, the Mishnah. Gazal echad mechamisha. If someone stole one of five people, and Vinu Deus, I don't know which one it is. V'chol echad v'echad omer osigaz. And he said, you stole from me. Manich gizil b'neim. Mustalik. He puts the thing down in front of him and he leaves. Rashi says, v'lo ba'ilam tu'i liyadeh. His numbers go to his hands. V'saki b'manich lefanav shari ha-ba'ilam shamu. He doesn't have to bring your hands because they're there. Div Rebbe Tarfon is like, zot Rebbe Tarfon. That is the words of Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Kiva omer, lo zu derech mitziyaso midei avera. This is not the way to get this guy out of the avera. Ad shishalim gizil l'chol echad v'echad. He's not going to be off the hook until he pays each one of them that are over there. Rashi says, the ad yishlam l'chol echad da shava lidei, but he has to go into their hands. V'lo sagi b'mneach l'fanav, to put in front of v'lomar misha hu shalo yitlanu, and says, whoever it is, take it. Mania, who's the author of our Mishnah, who makes a distinction between this idea of where he swore and where he didn't? Rabbi Tarfon, if you want to Rabbi Tarfon, afa gavdi yishtaba, amar maniach gizil b'nei amistalik, even if you had sworn, he would say, just put it down in front of him and walk away, and you're fine. Rabbi Kiva, afa gavdi lo yishtaba, even if you hadn't sworn, amar ad shishalim gizil l'chad l'chadrecha, there has to be each one of them. So in our case, then, in the Mishnah's case, even if he didn't swear falsely, according to Rabbi Kiva, you have to go and find him and put it into his hands. So can't be them. Says Gemara, Leol Rabbi Kiva. He really is Rabbi Kiva. V'chi kam Rabbi Kiva ad shishalim gzeh l'chalach v'yechav. When he said, L'osh and hechad yishtabu hu dekam. He's talking about only the case where he swore falsely. But if he hadn't sworn falsely, then not. My time. Well, what's the reason Rabbi Kiva has to pay each and every one? D'amar kar l'asher hu lo yitneno b'yom ha-shmaso. Because the pasuk says, when you stole and you swore falsely, to the one who it belongs shall he give it on the day he admits that he did the wrong thing. So he says, give it to the one it belongs means just to give it to him so that if he wants to get off the hook. For Bitarfun, he says, yeah, Midaraisa, that's true. But he says that Afagav, the Ishtaba, even though he swore, Avad Rabbanan Takanta, right? And therefore, Midaraisa, he has to go and give it to him no matter what. Avad Rabbanan Takanta, they made Takana, they doesn't have to do it because of Takana Sashavan. Rashi says, Takana Sashavan. The time went to the bright side, we let's say, Takana Gedola Hiskinu, they made a big Takana to help the thieves. Shema Yisro Tzai Yisera Al Kerem, because if it ends up being that the amount that he stole, he's going to end up paying more money to return what he stole than the thing that he stole himself, because it's very far away. Mashalim Kerem V'chomesh L'Bezin, he pays the Kerem, one-fifth, he gives the amount that he owes, and the one-fifth. Right, to the Bezin. Umevi Hashem V'skabelo, and then he gives it over to them, and then he brings his carbon Asham, and then he is good to go. And in the case of the five people, he can put it down in front of them and walk away. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kiva Rabbanan Takana when they make Takana Heicha the Yad the Laman Gazle." It's only the case where he knows who he stole from. The Kama Hadele Mamona Lamari, because the money we know is going to go back to the original owner right through the court over there. But Gazal Chamisha, in the case where he stole from five, one from five, the Lo Yad the Laman Gazle, know who he did it, who he stole from. The Lo Hadar Mamona Lamari, where in such a circumstance, it's not going to go back to the one that he really stole from. He doesn't know who it is, then law of Rabbanan Takana, he didn't make a Takana, and that the Daraisa still remains, and he has to give each one of them in order to go ahead and to relieve himself from his duties. Ma Sifafuna Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechlu Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, ad shalaka chechad mechamisha, ve'ini odea me'ezeh en lakach. The machlokas between them is only in the case where he took from one of five people, don't know who he took it from. Shemaniach demei mekach b'neim mistalik, that he goes and he puts it down. Oh, I'm sorry. lo nechlekur b'tavra Rabbi Akiva on this case of one in front of five. What do? You put it down in front of them and let them deal with it. Amanachu, what is their argument? Shegazal echad mechamisha b'nei adam v'ini odeh me'ezim ehen gazal. Okay, I'm going to relook at that because I said it wrong again. Here we go. Take three. Lo nechlekur b'tavra Rabbi Akiva al shalakach echad mechamisha v'ini odeh me'ezim ehen lakach, where he bought something from one of five people. He doesn't know who he bought it from. In that case, what does he do? He takes the money, he's buying it, and he puts it down in front of them and let them deal with it. Amalek, what are they arguing over? He stole from one of five, he didn't know from who. Rabbi Tafran Omer, put it down in front of them and walk away. Rabbi Kiva Omer, you have no takana to pay each one of them. If you want to say we're talking about the case, the Machlokas is in the case only when they swore falsely. Mali lakach, mali gazal. What's the difference whether he bought something from one of five or he stole from one of five? Even in a case of where he bought it, once he starts swearing falsely, that's the problem. He needs kapara. And Rabbi Kiv would say that he has no way, no takana, until he pays each and every one of them. But we know the Braisa does make a distinction over here between stealing and from buying. So we could learn that from here that this machlokas, you know, Rabbi Kiv and Ritarfon is talking about where he didn't swear falsely. So says the Gemara, we're not done with this. Vio, the massive Rava. None of that, but Rava, but wait, there's more. Rava goes and he challenges this understanding from this. Ma'isav Chassid, it's story time about a particular Chassid, a very pious person. Shalakach mishne b'nei adam v'lo yudea v'lo haya yudea me'ezim em lakach. He bought something from one of two people that we bought it from, a bala family tavern, came in front of every tavern. What should I do? Amalo hanach demei mikcha b'neim b'stalik. Put your money down from between the two of them and just walk away. Bala family kiva came in front of every kiva. Amalo, he said, ain lecha takara ad shetishalim lecha lecha v'echad. You don't have you're not done until you go and you pay each and every one of them. If you want to say we're dealing with the case over here, the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Bitafran is only talking about the case of a person going and he swore falsely. And the Braisa has to be talking with that. Then I would say, chassid mi mishtaba b'shikra? Is there such a concept that a chassid would lie like such a swear falsely? And if you want to say, well, really, he swore falsely, and then he became a chassid. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lai. Whenever it says a lush enough, who chassid, it was a chassid, it's either talking about one of these two people. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lai, Rabbi Lai chassidim ekarvud. There were always chassidim, so clearly that's not the case. And it can't be we're talking about where this machlokas is reference to where there was a swear that's going on over there, where they're swearing falsely. So Gemara says, says, Inachinami. Therefore, it must be taking it all the way back. The mission is going according to not Rabbi Kiva, rather according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is masking in a case where the Ganav were to go ahead and he would swear falsely, he has to pay the value to each and every one of them. My time, why, what's pshat? Amar kar l'asher hu lo, yitena b'yomash maso, to the one who it belongs, he has to give it to him on the day that he admits what he did wrong. The Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, afakav de lo mishtaba karnis, even though the guy doesn't swear, he still gets a kanas, and he has to pay each and every one of them. And that's what Rabbi Akiva also would say in our Mishnah. He would give a kanas to this guy, and it would make him chase the guy even to Madai, even if he was no shvua shav, that he, even if there's no swearing falsely over there. Frank the Gemara, but maybe sounding Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, Michti, let's break it down. Hechad the Mishtaba, lo sagil the lo hoda. Even in a matzav where the Gana, he swore, but he lied in his swear, it's lo sagil the lo hoda. It's not enough just to have sworn falsely, but it has to be a case where he's actually trying to admit to what he did. Lo sagid de lo hoda. It's not enough if he doesn't admit to it. So our Mishnah has to be talking about a case where the guy also confesses and he wants to change himself. My iri of Vinishba. So why does it say specifically, why are we saying that it's talking about where he stole and he swore falsely? I feel below shifu nami. Even if he didn't swear at all, it's also going to be, he has to deliver it to this person all the way if he really wants kapara. The time, if we went to Nebraisa, Moder Bitarfim Ba'om L'Shnayim, the Ritarfin is masking in a case where somebody goes and admits to two people, Gazalti Echad Mikem, Mane, Veni Odeis, you know, I stole something from 100 amana from one of you, I don't know which one. No sin less amana v'less amana. They give each one of them amana. Beep, turn the page. Kuftal amadaf. Shekvar hoda mipiatzo, because he already admitted by himself and he wants some kapara. Says Rashi, Tabar Korno, Balotzi Sidi Shemayim. He wants to be Yosi, motzi himself from the problems in Shemayim. So comes out, Kum Techoyse. Rabbi Tafrin says, even if you don't swear, you're going to have to do such a thing. So how could you say our Mishnah, which one says that you'd have to go ahead? It's only if he swore falsely he's going to go according to Rabbi Tarfon. Even if he doesn't swear falsely, Rabbi Tarfon would say that you're going to have to go and deal with this. So our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbi Tarfon. Elam Arava Shaina Misnisen. Our Mishnah is different than the one that this whole discussion between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. The Kiva the Yada Daman Leman Gazle, because in our Mishnah the guy knows who he stole from, Va'odile, and we also know and he's admitting to who he stole it from, and he wants to go and give it back, and he wants to kapara. So Kevin de Efshala, Dure Mamona Lamare, since it's possible to return the money to the owner, and we're not unclear about who it is and all the issues that come up from it. And the only question is just, you know, he went to a faraway place. Havali Kamanda Amarlei Hu Li Biodcha. It's as if the guy told the Ganav, let the money remain for me in your hands until I come back. And Hilkach, therefore, Nishba, if the robber swore falsely, even though it's like he said to him, hold on the money until I come back, even the boy kapara, since the Ganav wants a kapara for his lying over here, his false shvua, the Torah says he can get it only by actually giving it back to him. Lo sagi ad damati lidei, it's not going to be good enough until it actually gets back to his hands. And then he has to go and pay in order to get there. Halo ishtaba, but if he didn't swear, then havigabe pikadon hades v'shakalei, it's considered like a pikadon, something is a deposit is holding on until he comes in, he gets it from him. And therefore, the Mishnah says that the ganav has to go to this person all the way to Madai only if he actually swore falsely. But if he didn't swear falsely, then he holds on to it until the guy comes back. And really, Rabbi Tefran and Rabbi Kiva would ask him in this type of case when a situation when you actually know who the ganav is as opposed to theirs. Now, where's the machlokas? It's only if we don't know who the guy is, so that if he holds on to it, then he's never going to be able to really pay the guy back. In that situation, then it can't be considered like a pikadon. And Rabbi Tefran would say that it's enough for him to go and put it in front of them and walk away. Rabbi Kiva would say you got to pay each one of them. And that's whether he swore falsely or he didn't swear falsely. There's no shaykhus this discussion. But with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.